Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Pubcrawl, the best source of Vegasy drinky goodness. I'm Alicia, and this week we survived a monsoon.
And I got a tan because I found a bar with a skylight.
Aww.
I didn't really.
That's so nice.
I just wanted to use that joke.
We keep questing, though. We're looking.
I know.
It's early today.
It's 4th of July.
It's 4th of July. It's 1 o'clock here. Welcome to the live studio audience, first off.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the live chat room.
Chat room. It's an early show for us. It's early we've ever done one.
That's right.
So if we're a little off our game.
We'll be fine.
We're fine. We're troopers. If you want to get a hold of us, pubcrawl at vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl at, the little at sign, vegasvideonetwork.com. Remember when you used to have to say at the little at sign, not at like A-T? The kids are like, what?
I don't even know.
Kids shouldn't be watching this show. Also, we're on iTunes, audio and video.
And if you want to call us, there's a toll-free listener line, which is 866-966-4599.
That number, once again, is 866-966-4599. I love saying that.
Also, check us out on iTunes.
I just said that.
Check us out again.
And we're also on the YouTube now, too.
That's right.
Vegas Video Network. Also, the Twitter. There's so many ways to get all of us. We're the LV Locals. At the LV Locals. Also, the whole network is at the Vegas Video Network.
How do you spell that?
Without any vowels, Pat.
Just for network, though.
Right. N-T-W-R-K.
That's right. Network.
So, since it's so early in the morn here in Vegas.
And we haven't had any breakfast.
Let's start off with a martini on a little segment we like to call Cocktail of the Week. See, that's why I open up with the Dino line, the Dean Martin line, with the skylight in the bar, because it's martinis for breakfast. Very Dean Martin here in Las Vegas.
So this one's called the 4th of July.
I wonder why we called it that. We didn't call it that, but that's what it's called. It's because it's the 4th of July. What it is, we're going to make, as we always do, we're going to make double the amount.
Okay, so I'll describe what you're putting in there.
Right. What am I doing?
So you're doing 1.5 ounces of vodka, so times that by two, so you get your three.
That's three, okay.
Three.
That's too early for math. Don't make me do that. Okay.
Then 1/2 ounce of triple sec, so we're doubling, so double that.
So that would be 1 full ounce.
Yes, math is fun.
Math is fun. Reading is fundamental, remember that, riff?
Yep.
Okay.
And then 1 ounce of sweet and sour.
Hmm.
So don't double that now.
I'm just gonna listen to you. A full ounce is a full ounce. Okay.
And 1 ounce of blue curacao.
This is kind of a Cadillac margarita with vodka instead of tequila. We had our fair share of tequila yesterday.
We did.
We only drank tequila yesterday.
Yes, well, tequila mixed with beer.
Well, okay. We treaded lager for a little while.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and shake that up. Shaky and strain. It's your NPR sounds again. And now we're pouring a martini.
Okay, and then strain into a cocktail glass or two.
A martini glass.
These are cocktail glasses indeed. Wow, look at that color. For
that
the radio
listeners,
it is bright blue. Okay.
And then you're going to just pour a little bit of grenadine for that red.
Oh, so we're going to get the red, white, and blue thing going. That's the 4th of July.
How fitting.
I know.
Is that?
So I'll put a little bit of this, and it'll sink because it's heavy, the grenadine, because it's a syrup. Oh, man, look at that. It's like the stars
it's
and
so
stripes
festive.
Forever.
Look at that. Beautiful. Wow. Beautiful job.
Here you go. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
And good morning.
And good morning, my sweet.
It's good. It tastes like a margarita with vodka instead of tequila.
It's very good. Oh, so now I could do the drunk term.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
So this one is wet your whistle. And I've even brought my wet your whistle cup. See? It's got a whistle right here. Isn't that cool? The history of wet your whistle is many years ago, pub frequenters had a whistle baked into the rim of the handle of their ceramic mugs.
Wow, really? Like that?
Like this, yes. When they needed a refill, they used the whistle to get some service. So wet your whistle is the phrase inspired by that practice.
Really?
So you'd actually go whoop, and then they come in and
refill it.
I don't know. Kinda.
Really?
Kind of a very loud whistle.
There you go.
That
I
works.
Thought wet your whistle meant you wet your whistler, like your lips. Wow.
Apparently not.
See what you learn on
something.
Pub Crawl?
And I had this thing just sitting around. Actually,
well, you know
Max is this guy.
Yeah, people have always commented on our thing
our
here.
Our little skull guy.
Which is it's always sitting on the bar.
Lay off this old man's private poison is what it's
right, say. And these go with it. And it was kind of a set that we got for a housewarming present many years ago.
Many moons ago.
Yes, very nice. So anyway, well, that was that. Now let's take a short break.
Yes.
And,
Station ID.
Do some station ID and come back with Pub Crawl Adventure.
No pressure. Hi, I'm... Hi, I'm Dennis Silvers from... Can't think of the name of my damn show. Golf and other four-letter words, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network, I think.
The Vegas Video Network's Pub Crawl. I'm David.
I'm Alicia.
And we're onto the adventure portion
yes.
of the show. It's been a weird week because it's been a 3-day weekend. Vegas has been crazy. Guess we'll start with probably something that when we first moved here, we went to this hotel a lot because it just had opened, the Silverton Casino, mm-hmm. Which is the best way to describe the Silverton. Is it's a Bass Pro Casino. That's how I describe it, you know?
Yeah, it's very nature.
Well, there is a huge Bass Pro in it, or connected to it, which is actually
so
half
cool.
the fun. I'm
got
really...
ducks in there and this big freshwater.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to the Silverton, but we have
freshwater tank.
Yeah, we almost have more fun in the Bass Pro. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could shoot guns and bows and arrows and, I mean, fish in the Bass Pro.
Oh, they've got tons of taxidermy in there. It's
yeah, it's amazing. So, but the Silverton, same idea. It's a lodge. It's that same kind of thing. Really cool kind of place. Not a crazy party, but cool.
But so we were looking around for deals, and we're just kind of walking through, and we saw a sign saying there was a happy hour at Twin Creeks.
Now, Twin Creeks is their steakhouse.
Yeah, and I always thought it was going to be really, really pricey, so we never really went in.
Right.
But this happy hour, was it?
Well, this happy hour, let's just start by saying, is probably the best hour.
Probably the best deal in town right now.
I've ever heard of. It starts at, when they open at 4, so it goes 4 to 8.
No, 5 to 8.
5 to 8 when they open. Everything's half. The tapas with their appetizers and all the drinks are half off.
Yeah, just in the bar section, not the restaurant.
But the lounge, the whole front. And then from 8 to close, 75% off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's right, 75%
off.
That is unbelievable. The drinks are $9. That's what, $3?
It's huge. So yes. what we got? We actually tried the salmon toast, which we have a picture of. Look at that. Oh, my God. It's so right. delicious.
There were 4 pieces. We didn't
yeah,
make
we,
it.
Yeah.
You know what? We're so funny. We get our food and just go, rah, and we just start going at it. And then we go, oh, we should probably take a picture for the show.
Yeah, so we had already eaten half of it. So
yeah, well, we do that almost every time we take a picture for the show. It's always like a third eaten or whatever because we just like can't wait.
Yeah, so we got the salmon toast and we got these bacon-wrapped stuffed dates.
Which, if you've been to tapas places, you know that that's always the star of the show.
Yeah, with the goat cheese. It was so good. And we got two martinis, and actually their martini list is extensive. It's just I took it by it about 40.
Oh, they have yeah. I got a cable car. I got like a
martinis.
Yeah, I got a real drink.
And I got what did I get? what I got.
Blood something or other.
Yeah, a blood orange drink. It was so good. Right. They've got zombie martinis. They've got a classic martini, French martinis, like pretty much anything.
$3.
Yeah, anything you want. And we have it. We took a picture of our receipt. Yeah, the bill. Pull that up. It's rotated here, but look at that. Okay. $8.58 for two martinis and two appetizers that were really, really
good.
Two appetizers. Toast. We only got two. We're looking at the thing sideways.
Two appetizers.
It's two. Okay. Everybody in the studio audience is turning their heads so we can see.
Anyway, it was $8 or $9. It's like that.
That's insane.
Unbelievable. And we weren't even hungry. We were coming back from a barbecue at the time.
Yeah, but we had to stop in and check it out.
I mean, if we were just going there normally, we'd have had five of them. It wouldn't matter. What would the bill be? $20?
Yeah, it was so. It's ridiculous. I mean, just a straight, like a straight started, gin martini. So you're getting a whole martini, like just straight booze for $3.
$3.
Crazy.
And actually at a really cool place. It's a really kind of a high-end steakhouse, too. I mean, really, really fancy. I mean, I can't recommend it enough. That is unbelievable. Twin Creeks. Silverton in general is really cool. We used to go there for Mi Casa.
Yeah, the Mexican place.
The Mexican place, because they still have it. I got an email. It's called, what do they call it? Fajitaritas.
Fajitaritas.
Wow,
yeah.
Check out that. I remember it. You get
out the big brain on bread.
Yeah, you get fajitas and margarita. It's like, there's like a set price, like $10 or whatever. Yeah. It's actually not bad. Actually, Silverton's kind of a neat little joint. If you like lodgy, not loungy, lodgy.
And that mermaid bar is cool too. Don't you think?
I don't know what the mermaid bar is.
Mermaid bar with all the jellyfish?
There's no mermaids in there.
There's a mermaid that goes in the tank.
They don't have real mermaids.
They do. They do.
They have jellyfish.
The little kids that are watching the tank, they think that they're real mermaids.
Well, maybe. Silverton's pretty all right.
It's
Twin
nice.
Creeks, I mean, I'm sold.
Yeah, and from happy hour from 5 to closing, which is about 11.
And oh no, if you go before 8, you have to pay half price.
Oh no, oh no. Yeah.
25%.
What a great find. We just stumbled in on that one.
We got a chat room question.
And Brian wants to know, if you're not interested in food, is the Silverton still worth going to?
Oh, yeah. Silverton is actually, it's kind of a localsy kind of place. So the gaming's probably good. I wouldn't know. But the drinks are all good. You know what else there is there that we should do a review of? Is that Creek Bar that's got the little mini bowling in the trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's like an indoor little trailer with mini bowling in it, and it's like a little lodge kind of place. We should probably do a review of it, because that's a really cool kind of joint. Beers are cheap, like $2 or whatever. But yeah, no, it's a nice place. It's really
for those 75% off martinis. I mean, that's
And the parking is great, because it's a huge outdoor parking lot. Mm-hmm. I know that's not important to a lot of people, but it is.
It's not far.
Silverton is Blue Diamond in the 15. It's like between South Point and Mandalay Bay. Real close. I mean, and the Bass Pro. If you need a boat, or a fishing pole, or pancake mix.
Yep.
Beer? Would you just add beer too?
Oh yeah, that was so cool.
I know we bought that.
Beer there. Pancakes.
Yeah. So anyway, that
sounds good. Actually, yeah. Breakfast.
Oh.
I'm hungry.
I know. Let's get this thing over. We gotta eat. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. So then we went to Mandalay Bay.
Mandalay Bay. Okay.
This is the next day though.
Now this was yesterday. In the storm, but the storm hadn't started yet. Yesterday was really odd. It was like you couldn't see 100 yards yesterday.
Yeah, it was almost like there was a dust storm or something, but it wasn't
windy.
There
was no wind. We thought it might have been the fires from Arizona and New Mexico, but we turned out it was a big monsoon yesterday hit and everything got flooded. But so we're out. We went to Mandalay Bay. Now, Mandalay Bay is one of our favorite places, as you know. It's really, it's just a great all-around place. Border Grill is like a fancy schmancy Mexican restaurant with good drinks and good bar, and they've got two levels and two different outsides with three different bars. It's a really good place.
We didn't realize until yesterday, because we've only ate at the upstairs before, you can go downstairs and then sit out on a patio with misters and kind of look out
right over the pool. Right by the pool.
Yeah.
The big, the Mandalay Beach. So we went there
For breakfast. So we had nachos.
Yeah, we have a shot of the nachos, by the way. These are the crab nachos.
Oh, you know lump, what's the nachos? Jumbo lump crab. Ooh, yum. Look at that.
I'm giving them a 9, solid 9 on the Richter scale. They had a carne asada nacho that I would try next time. The only problem with this place is they're pricey. They're margaritas.
Yeah, they're expensive. There is a deal, actually.
Okay, well, the deal's way down the road.
Yeah.
The margaritas are, what, $12?
Yeah, a little pricey.
That's a lot for a margarita. I don't care how top shelf it is. That's a lot. And all the food is a
fortune. So we got some beers that are a little cheaper.
We did. We got $7 beers. But you can pick any beer you want. So I got Modelo Especial.
I got my Dos Equis.
Right. And yeah, all $7. And then if you want it with a salt-rimmed glass and a lime, it's $8.
It's a dollar extra.
For the salt and the lime? Are you kidding
me? So we just got a bottled beer, and said, can you put a slice of lime in that, please?
Yeah, they did. So we got that. Got the nachos. Really pricey.
But really good. And
really good.
We're splitting, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, the nachos are $17.
Yeah.
But we didn't finish them, the two of us. So, I mean, another rule of Mexican restaurants, we go to them a lot. In fact, the day before, we went to Gardino's again. That's another spot, you know, at the Palms, another good place. See, Mexican restaurants, even if you have to pay for the chips and salsa, which you don't at Border Grill or Gardino's, you can get through 2-3 bags of chips. And then you order something small and you're good. You know, it's like, we used to do that in California. That's a big trick. Eat the chips and salsa.
Yes.
And then just order a taco. Or a taco, as they say in the Midwest.
Taco?
A taco. I liked Border Grill. Drinks were crazy. They had all kinds of crazy agave, this kind of mango margaritas.
They had the real margaritas without the sweet and sour.
Right. Yeah. And all that kind of serious stuff. Again, a little too pricey for us, so we didn't get any. We're like, well, that's the problem with Mandalay Bay in general, is unless you go on a deal, it's expensive. Yes. But nice. That's the thing, though. If you're going and you're going to spend the money, it's good. But...
But if you're local, you get a discount.
Okay.
So we got the, what was it called?
It was the Friendly Neighbor Discount.
Friendly Neighbor Discount.
15% off.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was actually out of nowhere. That's the same deal that Margaritaville has, Jimmy Buffett's at the Flamingo.
Oh, the VIP.
Yeah, well, he goes, oh, you guys are local. I'll give you I'll sign you up for the VIP card. He never did, but he did give us a discount. Because Jimmy Buffett, you just show the card. Or they give it to you anyway. You show them your ID. They're like, okay, you're local. If you're local, you get 15% off. That's a really good deal. You know,
being a local is everything. Love it.
I cannot believe if you're not a local. We were at another barbecue. We went to several barbecues this weekend where everybody was local. And it was a Vegas love fest. I love that. You know, we're all talking about how awesome it is. And if you're local, you can do this. And if you could do, you go golfing. And then you get a discount on this. And then this town. And right now with the storm, it's raining outside right now. Right now it's raining on the 4th of July in Las Vegas.
Really?
And it's 100 degrees.
Nice.
Awesome. Love it. Love it.
Okay, so right after this, we actually went to the Whitney Villa.
We did go to Whitney Villa.
We did.
That was a Vegas Video Network.
Love fest.
Well, what? Well, it was a barbecue and pool party. And then, you know, and everybody loved each other.
Right.
But not in like the literal sort of way. More in the we all liked each other a lot.
Right.
And everybody's so hugging.
It was cool. So they made the Devil's Margaritas.
The Devil's Margaritas.
All day.
Those were so good. I learned something about the Devil's Margaritas. If you don't know what we're talking about, that's one of our episode, I don't know what number it was. We made the Devil's Margarita, which is six parts of each, six, six, and six. And the thing about that margarita, though, use a straw. I learned that yesterday.
Yes, otherwise it starts separating the ice.
Yeah, you start getting the ice on the top and the goodness on the bottom. Put a straw on that, you're good to go.
That was a good time. Swimming, booze, friends, awesome.
Burgers. That was great. Then we actually tried this place that we've never went into because I don't like the name.
Wait! What?
On the way, excuse me, to the villa, we saw a place on Craig. Somewhere way out in the middle of absolutely nowhere, north, called Whiskey Dick's.
Oh, yeah, Whiskey Dick's.
That's the name of the bar. Who would go into a place called Whiskey Dick's?
But it had a skull and crossbones on the sign. Did you see their logo?
Yeah, it was kind of
cool. Like a rock. And actually, it was a skull with like a cowboy hat.
D-A-C-K apostrophe S. By the
Whiskey Dick's, yeah. Would you like to meet your next boyfriend at Whiskey Dick's?
You wouldn't think so. I mean, I just wanted to say that because I thought that was such a unique name for a place. That's one of those, we're cool because we're negative. I don't know if that might be too negative. And if you don't know what we're talking about, ask your parents. We have a chat room question.
Yep. Wayne wants to know, so far in your travels, who gives the best locals discounts for drinks?
Wow. Well, right now, I was going to say that Twin Creeks, but that's not a local deal. Best local discount. Wow, to think about that.
I would say probably just local. I mean, it's not really a discount. It's a local place. Places like Cheers Like just
places that are just
like your local bars.
$2.
Yeah, I mean, just I guess places with just cheap drinks.
You know what? I think again, we go back to that website. It's MGM Resorts/locals. There's deal. That's the kind of deals.
Maybe like the Rio.
Rio, it's half price every drink.
That's a discount.
Every bar at the Rio is half price if you show them your ID. You have to have a player's card, which is a total rewards, no problem. And your ID, and every drink at the Rio is half price.
Yeah, so that's probably the best.
You can't
discount.
Beat that. But then again, you got like those MGM things where like all the, like the Absinthe show, half price for locals. That's a screaming deal. You're getting $50 off that ticket for being a local. That's pretty good. By the way, this drink gets down to the red part.
It's too sweet.
No, it gets down to
a little bit of blue left.
Well, it just gets down to the grenadine. It's like I can't do a shot of grenadine. Deals like that, show deals. Like the, you know, tickets for locals, that's the kind of stuff for the huge discounts, because that's a $100 ticket at Absinthe for $50. But you're right, Rio, every casino bar, now that's a weird kind of a thing. Because we've had people text us, I'm at the Rio and it's not 50% off. That's because you're in Gaylord's Indian restaurant. You're not
Yeah,
in
you're in
the
a restaurant,
Rio.
You have to go to an actual casino bar.
Get out
bar.
The casino bar and everything at the Rio is 50% off. That
the
is,
I bar counts.
It's just you can't go to a privately owned restaurant in the Rio, but yeah, that's probably the best deal.
So are we gonna check out Whiskey Dick's tonight?
You might be.
Not me.
Anyway, so the name of this place that we went to is called Winchell's Pub.
And I never want to go there because I never want donuts.
Right, I think I'm gonna gain weight if I go. You know, who wants to go to Winchell's? Everybody wants to go to Winchell's, but anyway, we walked into Winchell's Pub. Now, Winchell's Pub,
there's 5 locations.
But it sounds like one of them local places. But you know what? It's right next to the car rental return place, and it's really nice. And
yeah,
everybody who's ever rented a car in this town, let's take a minute. Let's take a minute to praise the car rental situation in Las Vegas. Not only is this the greatest city in the world, not only does it have the biggest strip club in the world, not only has it have the most hotel rooms, best steakhouses, freshest sushi, not only is this the world's greatest place, their car rental system in this town is par excellence. Is that a word? That's what it is. I don't even know what that means.
Yes, it's pretty easy to get around.
It's got its own, it's like an airport just for car rental. Like you take a shuttle to this hub that's got every car rental place, and you go and you rent cars. It's unbelievable. So,
David,
what?
They all do that.
No, but I mean, just the way it's laid out, the way easy in, off the freeway, out. It's away from the airport. It's like it's just. I think it's fantastic. Anyway, but the point is, right next to it is Winchell's Pub, so you can get in your rental car and then go get liquored up. That just kind of doesn't
and
seem like,
actually get some really good food.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea once you say it like that, does it?
No.
Maybe on your way back, you do it. But the thing about Winchell's, the food is incredible and the drinks are good. So he said people come in there all the time asking what to do in Vegas. And then, you know, when they just come in, and then he said he'll see them on the way back in because they had such a good time.
Yeah, they'll start their trip at Winchell's and kind of
end it at Winchell's. It's really kind of a cool place.
And it's on Warm Springs if you're looking.
Warm Springs, and I think it's called like Car Rental Drive. No, it's Gillespie. It's really car rental places. But, we have a chat real question.
Yeah, Molly wants to know, does the iBar charge your cell phones? Can you plug something in to charge your phones there?
Not that I know.
I don't think so.
No, not that I've ever heard of. No.
Maya has got to stop drinking while she's watching.
Yes, exactly. I never heard of that.
And Bloody Marys.
Now, that'd be kind of crazy. It's charging in my pocket.
Crazy.
That would be crazy.
There's nothing bad about that.
No. But at Winchell's Pub, it was one of those, we mentioned this last night. If we still lived in Southern California and this place was around, we would go there every single day because it's burgers and sandwiches and fries and quesadillas and really big, good food. We didn't eat there. We saw the food coming out.
Yeah, the food looked amazing. And we asked if there was a happy hour, and he said no because, I mean, basically it's
cheap.
Everything's so cheap anyway, and it's a gaming bar, so.
Really?
They'll comp you for gaming.
Right, yeah. Really pretty, nice place. Like, really, it's like the PT's Golds that are around town. There's one by us. It's really nice. Like, it's comfortable and cool.
I like that little lounge area they had with the
taxidermy. Oh, yeah, at Winchell's. Really nice place. I was blown away.
It's been a taxidermy weekend.
I guess it has. Which is pub right by the car rental place.
And there's five locations throughout the valley too, so there might be one closer to you.
Yeah, but that one's the one that anybody that's visiting is gonna go to.
That's one of the first places we ate at when we first moved here.
Oh, really?
Winchell's, really?
There's a Winchell's pub by our house.
He said out there when we were and when he said where that was, which is almost by Whiskey Dick's, I said we were just there today, believe it or not, because I know there's a Desert Industries out there too. But he mentioned
right,
that, and I'm like, wow, way out there. No, it's a really, really good place.
But no, way out there.
Wait.
Way.
I can't express how far out that was. Oh no. I do have to say though, this town is full of those. And I've mentioned it before. Those little bar and grills that are everywhere. And like last weekend, we found Moondoggies that has this great buffalo style pizza. That's our new thing. Is we're gonna just when we see those little bar and grills, just pull in. You never know what you're going to see.
Oh, and actually, we popped into one and we didn't really like it. When was that?
Oh, that was out on Blue Diamond somewhere.
Yeah, Blue Diamond.
We walked in. Oh, that's kind of a tip of the week, even though it's not the tip of the week. You know what? If you walk into a place and don't get the vibe, just walk out.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
I do it all the time. I don't feel bad at all or obligated to sit down. If you walk in, it's smoky or whatever.
You get a bad vibe. It's like
don't like the look of them.
Giving you the stink eye.
Yeah.
Just leave.
Yeah. So we did. We walked in and walked right out. Yeah, we'll do that. And then went to Silverton. That was that night.
That's right.
But anyway, that was our adventure.
There we go.
Nachos, how would I give him a 9. What do you say?
I'd say 8.
Really? Boy, you are a tough nut to crack. I don't know. Really? An 8?
Yes.
Those?
They were good.
They were crab with the fresca cheese stuff on it. All right.
Eight's still a pretty good score. That's a B.
All right. Man,
what?
8. Jeez. Now, what were your 10s besides?
Volcano nachos.
Volcano.
That's all.
You have to say it quiet. Volcano nachos.
What?
You're like volcano nachos.
Volcano nachos have been my number 10. I haven't had another 10.
Really?
No.
What? Radio
yeah.
I really like volcano nachos.
It's like, wow, do we have a.
Volcano nachos.
Really? Is at Margaritaville, that's nothing, yes. Nothing better? Or nothing equal?
It's still my favorite. What can I say?
Man. See, and I, man. You're just time maintenance, I think.
But maybe so.
Anyway, let's take a quick break. And
we'll be back with Hey Bartender.
Maybe. You know, it's humid here in Las Vegas right now. We're actually fanning ourselves.
Yes.
For our radio audience.
About the vapors. Whew.
Yeah, it's humid. Well, it's raining. It's 110 and it's raining.
Nice.
Yes. So what do we got?
Do you have any sounds for
that? Oh, like the NPR sounds?
That's the sound of rain falling for the radio audience.
For the NPR audience. We don't even, that joke doesn't even make sense, but it makes sense to us.
Well, we think it's funny. Anyway.
I know, we think it's funny.
Okay, so I just have one email for this week.
Okay.
So Hey Bartender's a segment where we hear from you guys.
Right.
So any stories, any questions, just send them to us and we'll try our best.
Right.
So this one, of course, very fitting for today. What are your plans for the 4th?
Here's a big issue with the 4th of July here. It's almost like New Year's. Do you want to commit to the Strip? Or do you want to get left out in the outside? Or maybe have a great time on the outside? It's a really hard call. We don't know.
Yeah, we still haven't made any plans.
Here's the beauty of being us and living in this town is you don't really have to have hard set plans ever. You could just kind of go with the flow and where the day takes you. Was that a movie?
Where the Day Takes You.
Yes. Could be. I think it is. but that's really what we do. And this is a good example of how we do in Vegas. We're going to just go out. We're going to get lunch. And then that's just going to spread to whatever. We might discuss it next week. It'll end up wherever it ends up. We have no set plans.
We got a couple suggestions, though. There's an Indian reservation. Moapa River Reservation, that's they're supposed to have really good fireworks, so that's a maybe.
That's a maybe not.
It's a maybe. Of course, I guess not now.
We're gonna sit in a teepee in 100 degrees rain and watch fireworks.
That'd be fun.
No.
There's a whole Burning Man group people that are going there, so that might be fun.
Right, so they're used to camping. They're a more sturdier folk than I.
Oh, that's so sad. What else? PBR.
It's that sounds good.
A patio party that's been going on since Thursday, so they've got some deals there.
PBR means the Pro Bull Riding Bar at
right.
Planet Hollywood.
Right, not Pabst Blue Ribbon Bar.
No, it's not. And they don't even serve Pabst Blue Ribbon there.
They've got some deals there.
We might end up there with their cold, awesome nachos.
They're cold, awesome nachos.
They are. They just put some heat to them.
Or we just might go and up to the top of some casino and just watch fireworks.
No, we don't know. We're going to end up now. I put a big bowl of cat food out. We're done. We'll see you. I'm like, I'll see you asses
babies,
tomorrow.
I'll see you babies later.
I'll see you jerks tomorrow. Here's your cat food. Boom, we're gone. So that's it. We're going to go and find out what, you know, like I said, we don't know. We'll give you a heads up, you know, or
next week we'll let you know
what our adventure was.
Upon.
Yes. So, well, cool. Well, let's take it. It doesn't happen in Vegas, but it does happen on this show. It is a little segment I don't like to call, but we have to call Last Call. And we're back on Pub Crawl.
And we're back.
On VegasVideoNetwork.com.
I'm Alicia.
I'm David. Oh. Last call. It's always a depressing thing, isn't it? But this is
actually not
depressing. This is a good last call. Because this is where you find out how to not get thrown out, throw up, knocked out, knocked up, or thrown in jail in Las Vegas. You know what's funny? I said throw up this time. I said it correctly.
Because you always say thrown up.
You know why? Because look what it says. Because I read it and it says thrown up.
I never noticed that.
That's why I always said it wrong. It's written wrong.
David, it's not a high bar. You're reading it.
I know, but I read it wrong because it's written wrong. Throw up. Okay. You know, here's something occurred to me this week. We got a lot of friends in town and some good friends. And another good thing about Vegas is there's always friends in town. The casinos in Vegas, well, the title of this little tip is called Venture Out of Your Comfort Zone, because we get a lot of friends in Vegas, and they stick to where they're comfortable, but not so much. Vegas is a town built on loyalty programs, on, you know, you go to one casino, you gamble at one casino, you earn points, they give you free rooms. The reason they have shows and attractions and dolphins and whatever they have is to keep you on that property. And they do a really good job of it, because we know a lot of people that, like, they're in town and you ask where are you staying, as if you know where they're staying, because they only stay there. We're gonna have some drinks. Where? At that same downstairs bar. There's a whole city out there, folks. And it's good to be loyal and do take advantage of those deals, because that is a cool thing when they say, you know, they send you the deal, hey, come stay and do this, and 2-for-1 dinners, 2-for-1 drinks at this bar, and 2-for-1, you know, here's a free drink at that bar. They give you the little booklets and all that. Do that, and then get in the cab and go somewhere else. Enjoy the city. We know people right now that want to meet us right now for lunch, and they're at a place that we're sick of. So we're going to go somewhere else, even though we probably won't, because our friends are there. We're going to go. I'm like, oh, here we are. We're going to be those people that complain. Oh, we're back here.
But then we'll drag them somewhere else.
Then we'll drag them somewhere else. And every time we do, they always go, oh my God, that was so much fun.
And then like, they end up going back to that place all the time.
I know, then you end up.
That's good.
I know. it's kind of like 2 weeks ago, the put your phones down and enjoy yourself. This is one of those. This is a general rule. Venture out of your comfort zone. Go, hey, you know, I've heard a lot about this Cosmopolitan, or I've heard a lot about the Planet Hollywood, or I've heard a lot, whatever. Go then. But I don't know where to go. The whole place is designed just to be inviting. Just sit anywhere.
Explore.
If you spend all day exploring, we still do that after years of living here. We'll just go explore. Do that. It's awesome. So that's my tip.
Very well.
Yes. What was that?
Very well. Well said, sir.
It's a radio show, you know.
I know.
Okay. Anyway.
Guys.
Yeah, come on, David. What?
I'm looking to you.
Oh, well, okay, well, we're wrapping it up here.
Yes.
So thank you to our live studio audience.
Yay!
And to the chat room once again.
Right. Here on the happy 4th of July.
Yes, happy 4th.
Man, it's working on a holiday.
Yes.
Right. Loving it.
Check out the other shows on Vegas Video Network.
Oh, my God. They're getting better.
And better and better.
And more of them.
Yes. Call us, please, on the toll-free listener line at 866-966-4599. Check us out on...
That number once again is 866-966-4599. You can email us
at
pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. We're on iTunes.
That's right.
audio and video.
Also check us out on KSHP 1400 AM on Fridays from 6 to 10.
Here in fabulous Las Vegas. It's funny, that's so exciting for me because, you know, I work on Fremont and on Fridays. And driving down to the show, click it on, there's the Vegas Video Network.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I got to say, it's an awesome thing. Plus, I've been listening to that station. They actually got some good stuff on there. If you're into Vegas-y stuff, that's a great station. The LV Locals on Twitter.
Yes.
The LV Locals and the, oh no, yeah, and, no, and at Vegas Video Network. Network has no vowels, Pat. NTWRK. Is that really what it is? It's no vowels? NEWORK.
Yeah,
no E, no E, no. Oh, wow. Gotta get Pat Sajak on that.
There you go.
We do here at Pub Crawl urge you to drink responsibly.
Yes.
And remember, we may leave stuff out, but we don't make stuff up.
And we don't drink grenadine.
But we'll look at it.
Yeah. All right, till next time. Cheers.
Cheers.